You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Samoa's recent election saw a 26-25 win for the FAST Party against the Human Rights Protection Party, who have governed since 1982. However, a clear winner has yet to be decided after RHPP took the result to Samoa's High Court, claiming that there were not enough female representatives. I spoke about recent developments in the current government lockout to Lemoa Henry Fasulai, who is a professional teaching fellow in Samoan language at the University of Auckland. I began by asking for an overview of Samoa's post-election events.
What's happening in Samoa at the moment? They've just sworn in the PM, the Prime Minister-elect, as the new party of the Prime Minister-elect, and the FAST Party went in for the ceremony. Unfortunately, the parliamentary house was locked, and so they couldn't conduct it at the time that was scheduled, but it was done later on that day. And it was done out in the tent outside, so it wasn't actually being sworn in the actual Parliament House. And the current situation, to my understanding, is that the caretaker Prime Minister is still holding on tight that, according to his interpretation of the Constitution, that it hasn't followed through, that the FAST Party have gone against the law and they're not following protocol, haven't followed the procedure according to the Constitution. So at this stage, we have a Prime Minister-elect, and then we still have a caretaker Prime Minister. Not sure who's in power, but it's been left to the courts to decide, and the courts are, at the moment, have made their final outcome is that whatever legislation or according to the Constitution about the 10% of female MPs in government, that had been resolved and it wasn't accepted. So they're going back to the original 26-25 with the current 5 MPs making up their 10% threshold. So again, it's all in the air really, and it's just a lot of uncertainty for us outside of Samoa.
So what do you think is going to happen with the results? Do you think there'll be a decision soon, or will it be up in the air for a while?
Yeah, well, I think Tuliepa has taken his plea to the Supreme Court again, and whatever the outcome from there that'll finalise that situation. But there is an argument I've seen and heard via social media that the Chief Justice may also implement that if the other 25 MPs of HIPP, if they're not sworn in by a certain date, then that could call for a by-election as well. And again, it's just who's willing to forfeit their power, but at this stage, yeah, it's still uncertain. Still unsure as well.
In a press conference, the FAST Party leader Fiame Nomi Matafa said that the law-breaking caretaker and his weak and complicit officials have abused the privilege of governing to assault the Constitution. What do you have to say about this?
Well, I think Fiame is really staking her claim as the new leader and trying to ensure that her interpretation of the Constitution and the outcome of the election, where she had gained 25 seats and then the extra seat was from the Independent Party, she's making that statement according to that result, and also just around the political agenda that she views that the Tuliepa is running at the moment.
As of yet, we haven't seen any Samoans really take action against the government shutdown. Do you think that there may be protests or increased hostilities if it continues?
Well, that's what we're praying and hoping, that it doesn't eventuate, because we're just having that inkling feeling as Samoans here abroad, and we're praying for peace, we're praying for calm, and we're praying for God's guidance around this era, because the nation is divided, and that was seen and reflected in the votes, 25 each way, and hopefully the leaders, their patience and their guidance is seen and filtered through the people, because we see a lot of war words on social media. Just hopefully that doesn't transfer into a violent eruption as well.
Yeah, so back onto the change, it's almost a change of guard, because the HRPP has been governing since 1982. Do you think the recent election and support for the FAST Party represents a change in belief among Samoans?
Well, I think there's a lot of other factors that we need to bear in mind. Tuliepa has done a lot of great work in their 40-plus years, but also there are some appeals and there's some new bills that he was set to pass. There's also a lot of outside influence and about China's presence in Samoa. And so, I mean, all of those factors and a lot of other elements as well would have added that, and then it just led up to this point as well. I think the tenure of the HRPP, and again, Tulaepa is adamant that if it doesn't follow the constitution, and we know traditionally and historically, he's always been about the checks and balances of the constitution. So I think he's just staking his mark as well in his claim and his interpretation of the law.
Do you think that there's a need for New Zealand or other Pacific nations to take action if this continues?
I don't think so. I think that the government itself and the people are capable, and they have the knowledge and the wisdom, and they've got people that believe in God and are founded in God, and we're also looking towards some of their own cultural values. And I think it's just a matter of time, and once that this is resolved through the right systems, once that, and I think that they, it can be resolved internally and doesn't require any external intervention.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.